you bribe the right politicians in the right order at the right time, you can trade the nuclear warheads for medicine, and it's not even a crime. $1 on clinical trials, $600 on making you dead. Your leaders aren't evil.
What 1% less murder money buys you. The 1% Treaty Fund gets $27.2 billion to subsidize hyper-efficient, pragmatic clinical trials. The world saves $114 billion it would have spent rebuilding bombed hospitals, treating shrapnel wounds, and housing refugees. Your lifetime tab for wars in countries you can't find on a map? $113,551 per person over 80 years. That's per person, every person on Earth, including you. You personally have been billed $113,551 for explosions on the other side of the planet, and nobody sent you an invoice because they knew you'd cancel. How 1% less violence pays for everything. An analysis of a decentralized FDA shows pragmatic clinical trials can be 44.1 times more efficient. Two ways you profit from building 1% fewer bombs. The captured money, $27.2 billion per year. Your governments spend $2.72 trillion yearly on things whose sole purpose is making other things stop existing. Redirect 1%. $2.72 trillion times 0.01 equals $27.2 billion. The rounding error on your murder budget. The bonus savings, $114 billion per year. Wars cost $11.4 trillion per year. Build 1% fewer bombs, fight 1% fewer wars, save $114 billion. $11.4 trillion times 0.01 equals $114 billion. Money no longer spent on unblowing up hospitals and bridges, removing shrapnel from people you put shrapnel into, housing refugees whose homes you converted into craters, and routing shipping containers around minefields. Your species has an entire industry dedicated to rebuilding things that blew up. You employ people to fill holes that you employed other people to make. On Washonia, this is used as a children's fable about inefficiency. The children laugh. Then they ask if it's real. Then they stop laughing. Where the $114 billion comes from. Your itemized receipt for violence. Direct costs, $7.66 trillion per year. Military budgets, $2.72 trillion. Infrastructure you blow up and then pay to rebuild, $1.88 trillion. Humans you break, $2.45 trillion. And trade routes you keep putting mines in, $616 billion. Cut 1%, $76.6 billion saved. Indirect costs, $3.7 trillion per year. The part your accountants pretend doesn't exist. Lost economic growth from pointing engineers at missiles instead of medicine, $2.72 trillion. Veteran health care, because the humans you sent to war come back needing hospitals, $200 billion. Refugees, PTSD, environmental damage, and lost human capital. Cut 1%, $37 billion saved. Total, $11.4 trillion per year on war. 1% less war saves $114 billion. On your planet, this is called a good deal. On mine, it's called so obvious that failing to do it constitutes evidence of a cognitive disability. Plus, cancer gets cured as a bonus. Almost forgot about that part. The benefits cascade beyond medicine in ways that should be obvious but apparently aren't. Addiction is a neurological disorder. Cure the brain chemistry and the drug trade collapses. Most poverty is catastrophic medical costs. Cure the diseases and people can work again. Radicalization is often untreated mental illness. You can't bomb someone into being mentally stable. You tried this, it didn't work, cost $8 trillion, created more radicals. Fix the biology, and you fix the society. This is not a new insight. It's just one your species keeps forgetting because explosions are louder than pharmacology. The two numbers. The captured dividend, the money you definitely get, $2.72 trillion in military spending times 1% equals $27.2 billion per year. That's a bank transfer. It happens because the treaty says it happens. No behavior change required. The societal dividend, money you save by being slightly less insane, $114 billion a year. Depends on whether 1% fewer bombs means 1% fewer wars. The elasticity question. The elasticity parameter, E equals 1.0, asks the only interesting question here. If you cut military spending 1%, do war costs actually drop 1% too? Or do humans, being humans, find a way to keep killing each other at full price? At E equals 0.25, the humans are barely trainable scenario, only a quarter of cuts reduce violence. At E equals 0.5, the humans are somewhat rational scenario, which is historically optimistic, half the cuts translate. At E equals 1.0, full match, the baseline assumption, probably generous given your track record, every dollar cut is a dollar of war cost saved. At E is greater than 1.0, curing cancer together turns out to be better bonding than threatening each other with missiles, which is suspiciously wholesome and therefore the scenario I trust least. It doesn't matter. Even at E equals 0.25, the captured dividend of $27.2 billion is treaty mandated. That money moves regardless of whether you manage to be less violent. It's a bank transfer, not a prayer. The part where the math gets embarrassing. The guaranteed floor is $27.2 billion a year. Direct budget transfer. No elasticity, no assumptions, no hoping humans behave. Just math. The best case is $114 billion a year in total societal benefit. The range is wide because, again, your species. Even the pessimistic scenarios stay above roughly $50 billion annually, which means your worst case is still the largest increase in medical research funding in human history. For context, the captured dividend alone would boost global medical research funding by roughly 40% over the current $67.5 billion baseline. You've been spending more on camouflage paint than on curing Alzheimer's. Camouflage paint to make things invisible, while Alzheimer's makes people invisible, and you can't even be bothered to match the budget. What you're assuming, and where it gets shaky. Spend a dollar on weapons, get 60 cents of economic value. Spend a dollar on healthcare, get $4.30 back. Your species chose weapons. Every time. For centuries. The lost economic growth component, $2.72 trillion, already captures this difference. It's not double counted, just consistently ignored. The elasticity assumption. The treaty requires multilateral cuts, so relative military balance is preserved. If your neighbor also cuts 1%, neither of you is weaker. The societal dividend assumes 1% less spending means 1% less war cost. Reality is messier. Some costs lag by years. Some wars are fueled by boredom rather than budgets, and military spending may occasionally deter war, though it starts far more than it prevents, a bit like crediting your arsonist neighbor for occasionally calling the fire department. How good are the sources? I'm being honest about confidence levels, which is more than your defense contractors do. Military spending data from the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, or SIPRI, peer-reviewed, is high confidence. Infrastructure damage data from the Brown and Watson Costs of War is medium confidence. Trade disruption data from the World Bank is medium confidence. Lost economic growth estimates from SIPRI are medium-low confidence. Psychological impact data from the PubMed meta-analysis is medium confidence. Lost human capital based on author estimates is low confidence. The safe bet. For policy decisions, use the captured dividend, $27.2 billion, as the reliable number. Money moved directly to medical research. No assumptions about whether humans will fight less, just a bank transfer from the explosion account to the medicine account. The societal dividend is the upside if you manage to behave yourselves. I'm not holding my breath. I don't have lungs, but the expression stands.
Thank you so much for taking the time to end war and disease. But if at any point you decide you're too busy, please share this with a friend who's got a free afternoon and have them end war and disease instead. And if you're too busy to even do that, please leave a really, really, really good rating and review so we overcome the pro-war algorithmic suppression and find someone with more spare time for ending wars and diseases. The good review doesn't have to be true. They don't check. But if you're too busy to even do that, the absolute least you could do is take 15 seconds to go to warondisease.org and tell us what fraction of humanity's resources should go to explosions versus clinical trials, and vote. If the 1% treaty passes, your vote will be personally to blame for saving 38.4 lives and preventing 6.9 million hours of suffering. Go to warondisease.org right now. Love you. Bye.